Today is April the 23rd. My name is Hunter, and we are on a journey into the loving heart of God. We meet here each day on this podcast to read from Scripture, to reflect, and to pray. Today's podcast is produced here in the Tin Can Turtle, the Airstream trailer, mobile studio, and abode of Heather, myself, and our wonder dog, Finn. We're currently on the Oregon coast in the little town of Seaside. You are joining a global community of brothers and sisters, friends and followers who are being transformed by love. Our readings come from the Revised Common Lectionary. Today we begin in Psalm 23. From there we go to Genesis 46, verses 28 through chapter 47, verse 6. And we finish our reading in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. This is the word of the Lord. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Genesis 46 through 47, verse 6. As they neared their destination, Jacob sent Judah ahead to meet Joseph and get directions to the region of Goshen. And when they finally arrived, Joseph prepared his chariot and traveled to Goshen to meet his father Jacob. When Joseph arrived, he embraced his father and wept, holding him for a long time. Finally, Jacob said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, since I have seen your face again and know you are still alive." And Joseph said to his brothers and his father's entire family, "I will go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'My brothers and my father's entire family have come to me from the land of Canaan. These men are shepherds, and they raise livestock. They have brought with them their flocks and herds and everything they own.'" Then he said, "When Pharaoh calls for you and asks about your occupation, you must tell him, 'We, your servants, have raised livestock all our lives, as our ancestors have always done.' When you tell him this, he will let you live here in the region of Goshen, for the Egyptians despise shepherds." Then Joseph went to see Pharaoh and told him, "My father and my brothers have arrived from the land of Canaan. They have come with all their flocks and herds and possessions, and they are now in the region of Goshen." Joseph took five of his brothers with him and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh asked the brothers, "What is your occupation?" They replied, "We, your servants, are shepherds, just like our ancestors. We have come to live here in Egypt for a while, for there is no pasture for our flocks in Canaan. The famine is very severe there. So please, we request permission to live in the region of Goshen." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Now that your father and brothers have joined you here, choose any place in the entire land of Egypt for them to live. Give them the best land of Egypt. Let them live in the region of Goshen. And if any of them have special skills, put them in charge of my livestock too." Acts 4, 1 through 4. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, they were confronted by the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. They arrested them, and since it was already evening, they put them in jail until morning. But many of the people who heard their message believed it, so the number of men who believed now totaled about 5,000. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 23 is perhaps the most well-known psalm of all, and for good reason. It's beautiful. It's simple. It's elegant. Comforting. Beautiful. There are refrains within this psalm that will speak to you during life's most difficult times. The phrase I draw most comfort from at all times is in verse 4. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. You are close beside me. This phrase, this promise, this reality, this is an expression of God's character and his heart. And this is what my heart needs to be awakened to most of all. God is close beside. He's not standing off at a disapproving distance. He's not waiting for me to get myself together. No, in the darkest time, he is with us. Today, he's with you. Whatever your circumstances, God is close beside. Let this refrain speak to your heart today. God is close beside. Amen. And now let us take some time for silent prayer and reflection. And now, as our Lord taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let me invite you to join us for tomorrow's podcast. We meet each and every day to journey together into the loving heart of God. You can also join our other podcast, The Daily Radio Bible, where we go through the entire Bible over the course of a year. But more than that, our desire is that we would have an encounter with the God who is love. Find out more at dailyradiobible.com or wherever you get your podcast. Today's music for the podcast was provided by our friend and artist David Navu. Find out more about his music at davidnavu.com. And now, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let us always remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.